This is continuing coverage of the trial of Karen Reed from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
Yes.
Mr. Albert, just to be clear, Allie McCabe is not your cousin, correct?
Correct.
She's a friend of yours who you have relatives in common, is that correct?
Correct.
Now, when you and I and other individuals met prior to your testimony in this case, it was just one time, is that correct?
Correct.
And did we talk about something called sequestration?
Not that I remember, no.
Did we talk about having conversations with other witnesses while the case was pending or going on?
No.
Now, you testified when you were asked on cross-examination that you haven't had any conversations with any other witnesses, you haven't watched any coverage, you haven't done any interviews, correct?
Correct.
Was that at my instruction?
No.
Is that something that you've done at any point in time as far as talking to any other witnesses, including your parents?
No.
Now, you were asked some questions on cross-examination about your family's relationship sort of with the Proctor family, correct?
Correct.
And taking the Proctor family as it was put as sort of an entity, what I'm going to ask you about is purely about Trooper Michael Proctor. How many times have you seen him in your life?
Maybe 5-6 times.
And when about would those be, and what would the nature of those interactions be?
Other than when I got interviewed last time with Trooper Proctor and one of his partners, other than that, I didn't see him for years, I want to say, since I was a young kid.
And when you were a young kid, just so we're clear, as far as young, how young is young?
Maybe saw him. I could have seen him at like a football game or something, but other than that, like pretty young. Like 12, 11, 13 years old.
And where about or what was the context in which you would have seen him? Was it you and him together or was it a group setting, family? How would you have come into contact with
him? We've been over the grandmother's house a couple of times, but that's pretty much the only time I would see him.
Now, as far as the photograph that you were shown, as far as a wedding was concerned, you were a ring bearer in that wedding?
Correct.
And that was over 10 years ago, you said?
Yes.
But how old would you have been in that particular photograph or in that particular wedding?
If I had to guess, 8 or 9, maybe, around there.
Do you have any independent memory of that wedding or anything about that wedding?
None.
And as far as your family being close, again, sort of the Proctor family as an entity, is your family close with all of the Proctors, or is your family close with Courtney Proctor, or is your family close with Michael Proctor?
Mostly just like my aunt, and my mom's friendly with Courtney, I'd say. Not really close with Michael.
I have some questions about the text messages that were up on the screen yesterday and up on the screen today, as far as sort of gap between January 28th and February, is that correct?
Correct.
Now, you indicated that there were other means by which you would have communicated with your friend Allie McCabe, is that correct?
Correct.
Is that only Allie McCabe, or is that consistent with other friends that you would communicate with?
All my friends.
So you would sort of switch between call, text, Snapchat, other apps, things like that?
Exactly.
And the top of that screen was the text messages regarding picking you up from 34 Fairview on January 28th or 29th, correct?
Correct.
Do you have any idea when the last time was the text before that? Was it days, weeks, months?
Not sure.
That period sort of
Thank you.
Yeah.
That period of sort of January 28th into February, is that, how would you characterize that? Is that a normal gap between times that you would have text communications with Allie McCabe?
On iMessage, yeah, I would say so, yeah.
And from photographs that you were shown yesterday during your direct examination when I was asking you questions, those are photographs from February 11th of 2022, correct?
Correct.
And Ms. McCabe was present at the house for your cousin Jack coming home from the Marine Corps as well?
Correct.
So you saw her on February 11th, correct?
Yes.
Now, the other photographs that you were shown today at some sort of bar or establishment, were those taken before or after the time at your uncle's house when your cousin Jack came home from the Marines?
After.
And after by days, weeks, if you know?
Weeks.
Now, with regard to questions you were asked about injuries to your hands, those are two separate incidents, one in February when you slipped on ice, is that correct?
Correct.
And one in July when you had struck a heavy bag, correct?
Correct.
And when you struck a heavy bag and got sort of injuries on your hands, were you wearing anything on your hand when you hit the heavy bag?
Nothing, nope.
Have you received any sort of training in boxing, taking classes, anything like that?
Never.
So it's something you do as part of your workout, correct?
Correct.
And you're an athlete, correct?
I'd like to say so, yeah.
You played sports in high school, correct?
Yeah.
And at least at the beginning of college, you played sports in college, correct?
Correct.
Now, you were asked about things about that February 26th photo at, I forget, was it Fenway Johnny's, is that where it was?
Correct.
And you were asked about control over the photograph, correct?
Say that again?
You were asked different questions about your control over what you could do or alter with respect to the photograph, correct?
Yes, correct.
Ultimately, though, you were in control about whether or not you were photographed, correct?
Yes.
Nobody forced you to go up and pose with your friends or anything like that?
Nope.
Now, as far as those videos that you were just shown, how old were you?
Around 16, I'd say around 16 years old.
So you believe it was sometime in your sophomore year of high school?
Yes, that's what I believe.
And so that would have been a couple years before your senior year of high school, which you were in January 2020, correct?
Correct.
And this video, as far as you recall who you were referencing in those videos?
Advantage club hockey team.
So a club hockey team, were they about the same age as you?
Yes.
And did you know any of those people?
Nope.
And were they the club hockey team, was that within the same town as you were?
I'm not sure.
Did you play hockey?
Nope.
At any point in time in high school?
Never.
And was this just you sending them videos, or was this some sort of argument or something going back and forth?
It was an argument going back and forth.
So what, if anything, did you or any of your friends receive in regard to from that club hockey team?
We received texts like being name called, like calling pussies and words like that.
So do you recall which came first as far as the text or the video?
I do not recall.
But similar, the text message that you received from this club hockey team, were they similar in nature to the videos that you posted?
Correct.
Do you recall what the argument was about with this other group of kids from this club hockey team?
Yeah, it was the girls in our friend group, a couple of the girls in our friend group, like, hung out with them a few times. So, like, all my guy friends got a little salty about it. So that's why we kind of sent videos back and forth.
So you were teenage kids arguing about girls, correct?
Exactly.
And at any point in time, did your friend group and this club hockey team ever meet up at all?
Never.
Any sort of physical altercation or anything like that?
Nope.
And you indicated that you've never really been in a fight except for with your brothers, correct?
Correct.
And when you would get in a fight with your brothers, how old were you then?
Younger, I'd say. Yeah, younger.
Younger, like as young as you were when you were a ring bearer in somebody's wedding?
Yeah.
Now, with regard to John O'Keefe, your neighbor who lived a couple doors down, Did you ever threaten John O'Keefe?
Never.
John O'Keefe ever threaten you?
Never.
Did you ever get in an argument about girls?
Nope.
Any animus or any conflict that you can recall ever between yourself and Mr. O'Keefe?
Never.
Now, you were asked some questions on cross-examination regarding whether or not you've been thinking about this case for the last 2.5 years. Do you recall that?
Yes.
And you indicated that you had not, correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct. Sorry.
And you had indicated in your testimony in response to that questioning, essentially not until people were writing things about you on the internet, correct?
Correct.
Can you expound upon that? Can you explain to the jury sort of when that occurred and what were the things that were being written about you on the internet?
I'd say about a year, a little over a year, it started when people on Twitter, Instagram, social media were just coming at my family, calling us murderers, harassing us, showing up to our doorsteps, our sports games. I mean, we couldn't leave the house without people taking pictures of us, and it's very terrible.
And how long has that gone on?
The past year and change, a couple months. Past year and a couple months, I'd say.
To be clear, that night that you were at 34 Fairview Road at your uncle's house, January 28th and the 29th, at any point in time did you see John O'Keefe at that house, come into that house, around that house, at any point in time that you were there?
Never.
Nothing further.
Nothing, Your Honor. Thank you.
Okay. All right, Mr. Albert, you're all set. I think that piece of paper goes back to Mr. Jackson. Did you leave something at the witness stand?
Thank you, Your Honor.
Okay. All right, Mr. Lally, your next witness.
Yes, Your Honor, the Commonwealth call Mr. Matthew McCabe to the stand.
Okay.
Step right up. Watch your step.
Yep.
And remain standing and face the court.
Pretty ready? Do you solemnly swear the evidence given to the court and jury in the case now in hand should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Thank you. You take the stand. Ooh.
All right, Mr. Lally, whenever you're ready.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Good morning.
Could you please state your name and spell your last name for the jury, sir?
Matthew McCabe, M-C-C-A-B-E.
And where do you live, sir?
Canton, Massachusetts.
And how long have you lived in Canton?
I'll be 20 years this coming June.
And during the time that you have lived in Canada, have you lived at the same place or have you lived at different places?
Different places.
So where do you live currently? How long have you lived there?
Currently, I will be 10 years this June.
And where did you live prior to that?
Prior to that, you want the physical address?
Yes.
15 Sutcliffe Ave. I was there for 10 years as well.
And with respect to both locations, who, if anyone, you live with?
I live with my wife and my four daughters.
And what is your wife's name?
Jennifer.
And how long have you and Jennifer McCabe been married?
Oh, 23 years in August.
And you have four daughters, is that right?
That's correct.
And how old are you?
I'm 49.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my daughters?
That's okay. Your daughters. How old are your daughters?
20, 18, 16, and 15.
And your oldest daughter is Allie McCabe, is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
And do you work, sir?
Yes, I do.
What do you do for work?
I work for a information technology solutions firm.
And how long have you been doing that?
2009. So I think I'm coming on 15 years.
And does your wife work?
No.
What does your wife do?
Stay at home, raises the kids. Homemaker.
I could turn your attention to January 28th and to January 29th of 2022. Do you recall those days?
Yes, I do.
Recall what days of the week?
Friday into Saturday.
And did you work that day on the Friday?
Yes, I did.
And at that point, do you recall, were you working in an office or remotely?
I don't recall if that specific day I was in the office. Sometimes I'd go in, sometimes I'd work from home. So I don't recall if I actually was physically in the office. Sometimes I'll go in for a few hours. So I don't recall exactly if I was home or in the office that day.
So regardless, at some point you sort of wrap up work for the day, and where did you go?
Yes, finished up work and met some friends at a restaurant in Canton before my daughter's basketball game.
And so on that evening, your daughter had a basketball game, is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
And who did she play for at that time?
She played for Canton High School.
Is that the varsity game?
Yes.
And which of your daughters, as far as age is concerned, which of your daughters was playing basketball for Canton High School at that time?
That would be my second oldest, who's my second oldest.
And so you, after work, had met some other people at an establishment in Canton, is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Where did you go?
The establishment was called the Canton Junction Pub, or Canton Junction. I don't know the full name, but Canton just went by the Junction.
And who, if anyone, did you meet there, just in general?
Handful of folks that play whose daughters play basketball on the same team with my daughter.
Just sort of a group of parents who had kids on the basketball team?
Yes, that's correct.
And was your wife Jennifer there with you at that time as well?
Yes, that's correct.
And about how long were you at the Junction?
Game 6:30. Give or take, hour and a half.
And girls varsity basketball, was there sort of like a typical time that game would start, or game would be scheduled for?
Yes.
And what time is that generally?
Typically 6 or 6:30 would be the normal time. I don't remember if it was a 6:30 start that night, or actually I think it was a 6:30 start, but typically 6 or 6:30.
So sometime around 6 or 6:30, you make your way over to the high school. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And in that, I mean, was this a home game, a road game, if you recall?
That evening, it was a home game.
Do you recall anything about the game as far as where they were playing or if they won or anything like that?
Yes, it was. They were playing the town of Foxborough High School, and they did not win. They went into overtime and lost.
Now, with respect to your wife, Jennifer, as the kids were growing up, what if any relationship did she have as far as with respect to the kids in basketball?
The youth years, Jennifer was a basketball coach and coached throughout the years, coached a couple of my daughters.
So she coached, and with respect to the daughter that was playing at the high school game that night, was that one of the daughters that she had coached?
Yes, that's correct.
So fair to assume she had also coached several of the girls that were on the varsity basketball team with your daughter, correct?
Yes, a few of them, yes.
Now, when you get to Canton High School to the basketball game, is there sort of a typical area where you would sit or people you would congregate with while you're watching the game?
Yes, we'd sit up in the bleachers. Usually the parents from the home side would tend to sit in the same area.
So you sit there, you watch the game, game is over, and then what is sort of the plan from there, or where do you go?
After the game, I drove my younger two daughters back home.
So your whole family was there for the game? Is that correct?
My wife and my two younger daughters. My older daughter was there. She wasn't with us, but she was there as well.
She was a student at Canton High School at that time as well?
Yes, she was.
So she's sitting with the other students, is that correct?
Yes, I'm assuming. I don't recall where she sat, but most likely with the other students.
So you drove your two daughters home, and then where did you go from there?
After dropping my daughters off, my wife and I proceeded to the waterfall in Canton Center.
And do you recall what you were just in one vehicle when you left the house and went to the junction and went to the high school game, back to the house and to the waterfall? Was it the same vehicle?
Yes, we were in the same vehicle.
And do you recall what kind of vehicle it was or whose vehicle it was?
It was the family vehicle. It was my wife's vehicle. What was it? I don't know if it was a Suburban or a Yukon. I forget which one, what brand it was.
Some kind of SUV, is
it? Yes, a large SUV.
And why did you go to the waterfall?
We went to the waterfall. My wife informed me that her sister was at the waterfall with her niece and a few other people. And we went to go meet them. My understanding, it was my nephew's birthday either that day or the day after, and they were going to meet out at the waterfall for his birthday.
And just to be clear, as far as who we're talking about, your wife's sister, what's her name?
Nicole Albert.
And is Nicole married?
Yes, she is.
And what's her husband's name?
Brian Albert.
And the niece that you're talking about that was out there with your sister-in-law, what's her name?
Her name is Caitlin Albert.
And the nephew of yours whose birthday it was or was going to be, what's his name?
His name is Brian as well.
So essentially Brian Albert Jr., maybe he's not.
Yes, I believe he's a junior, yes.
Now, with regard to the basketball parents and the other people that you had been with at the junction and then at the game, what, if any, communication was there amongst sort of the basketball parents that evening or any other evening?
We had a group text with the basketball parents, a handful of us, where after some of the games, we would meet up afterwards. This evening, I know I sent a text out saying where we were going because we were obviously meeting her sister. And a few of the parents responded where they were going. We kind of split up except for one couple, decided to meet us at the waterfall out of that group text.
And the couple that decided to meet you at the waterfall, who were they?
That would be Nick and Karina Kolakisis.
When you arrive at the waterfall, you and your wife, do you recall where it was that you parked in relation to the waterfall?
Yes. If you're looking at the front door of the waterfall, we were parked in the parking lot down the left.
And the waterfall sort of shares its parking lot or its establishment with the condo complex, is that correct?
That is correct.
So you parked somewhere in that parking lot?
Correct. I parked in the parking lot, yes.
And when you came into the waterfall, who, if anyone, did you see there, and then where did you go?
When we walked into the waterfall, we identified where Jen's sister and their party was sitting.
And where were they sitting in relation to the waterfall?
When you walk in the front door, I believe this... three long tables that are set up. We passed, they were in the third table, long table closest to the bar. Across from, there was also a band. They were right across from a little band.
There was a live band there as well?
Yes, there was.
Now, prior to you and your wife entering into the waterfall, you recall what, if anything, you did or who, if anyone, you were talking to in the parking lot?
Yes, on the car ride, from my house to the waterfall, and while I was in the parking lot, I was talking to a friend of mine on the phone.
And do you recall just generally what the conversation was about?
Yes, I do.
And what was it about?
It was about my daughter, my oldest daughter, Allie, who we mentioned. It was about her hockey team. And her hockey coach. I was talking to one of the hockey coaches.
And when you were talking to this person, this is inside the car, is that correct?
That is correct.
And despite it being sort of a wife's car, was your phone hooked up to the speakers? Did you have a Bluetooth or anything like that?
I don't know if I connected mine to the Bluetooth or not. I don't recall if I was connected to the Bluetooth or not. I know my phone connects, so possibly. I don't know for sure if it was 100% connected that evening.
Now, with respect to it being your wife's car, is there, when both of you are in the car, is there sort of a default as to which of your phones would connect to the Bluetooth, yours versus hers?
If look at it that way, it would be my wife's because it was her car.
So the car would probably recognize her device over your device, correct?
That is correct.
Now,
actually, I started the call definitely on my phone because my kids were in. I was on the call for a while, so I think I had my kids still in the car when I was dropping them off. So I wouldn't have them listening to the call. So I must have been on, again, I don't remember, but I must have been listening on my, holding it in my hand.
And when you come into the waterfall, your call about what time that was?
9 o'clock, give or take a couple minutes.
And again, you come over to a table closest to the bar, and who's in the group when you get there?
When we arrived, it was Nicole, Caitlin, Caitlin's boyfriend, Tristan, Chris Albert, and Julie Albert. We were also joined by Nick Kolakisis, who I mentioned. I just don't remember if Nick was already in or if Nick walked in right after me, but Nick and I got there similar times. I just don't know if he was already sitting in the bar or standing there when I walked in, or if he came in right after. Oh, and Jen, obviously.
And to be clear, people that were with you at this high top table in this sort of group, either them that you're talking about or throughout the course of the evening, these were people that were either sort of family or friends of yours or your wife's?
Oh, yes, that's correct. Family and friends, correct.
And so whether or not you and Mr. Kolakisis came in at the same time or slightly staggered, at some point he came in as well, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And with respect, obviously you were out and you were at a bar, correct?
Yes.
And from what you recall, you were drinking and most, if not all, the other people were drinking as well?
Yes. Yeah, everybody at the table, to my recollection, was drinking.
And do you recall specifically what you were drinking on that night?
I do.
And what were you drinking?
I was drinking vodka with water and a splash of Crystal Light.
And is that something that you would normally drink?
No.
And why were you drinking that on that?
I was in a diet competition with other people in the town. So I was trying to stay away from any beer, which would be what I typically would drink.
And as far as your observations of the other people there throughout the course of the night, did you note anyone in your group either at that time or subsequent in the night to be sort of overly intoxicated or drunk or anything like that?
No.
And as far as the other people in your group, as far as drinking was concerned at that time or any time later in the night, was their drinking sort of commensurate with the amount that you were drinking?
I wasn't paying attention to see who was drinking, how much they were drinking. I don't even know how many I had. Maybe at least three, maybe five. You know, I don't know for sure. But give or take something there. But again, I wasn't paying attention to see if anybody was drinking faster than somebody else or et cetera.
And in that sense, sort of how long were you at the waterfall that night?
Got there at 9 and left a little after 12, so a little over 3 hours.
So roughly 9 o'clock to about midnight or so, correct?
Yes, I recall leaving a little after midnight, correct.
Now, the initial group that you walked over to around the time that you got there, did that group expand or contract? Did people come or leave? Or can you explain sort of the order of that over the course of the evening?
Yes. Shortly after we settled in, Nick's wife showed up. Could have been 15, 20 minutes. I don't remember the exact time, but Nick's wife, Karina, came. And give or take 45 minutes, an hour after that, Brian Albert Sr. and Brian Higgins showed up. And around 11-ish, give or take, I don't know the exact time, Karen Reed and John O'Keefe showed up as well.
Let me ask you a little bit about some of those other, but let me ask first about, as far as Caitlin's boyfriend, Mr. Morris, how long was he there then?
I don't recall how long he was there. I do know he left. He had mentioned something about working that evening. There was obviously a snowstorm coming in that evening, and he had mentioned that he was going to go home for a little bit before he had to go out and, I don't know if he was plowing or shoveling or doing something, but he was going to be going out that evening to plow, I believe.
And Christopher Albert and Brian Albert, they're brothers, is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
And Christopher Albert's wife is Julie Albert, is that correct?
Yes.
And she is also friends with your wife, Jennifer McKay, correct?
Yes.
And been so for years, as far as you know?
As far as I know, yes, they've been friends for years.
Now, you mentioned someone by the name of Brian Higgins. Did you know Brian Higgins prior to that evening?
Yes.
I mean, how did you know him?
I had met Brian a few times, social settings. I recall meeting him at the Junction one evening. I believe I met him at a graduation party. I don't know how many times I met Brian, but I met him maybe 3-4 times. I don't know exactly how many. So I knew who he was.
You knew who he was as far as he was friends or friendly with your brother-in-law, Brian Albert, correct?
Yes.
And that's how you knew him, was through Brian Albert?
Yes.
And do you know where Brian Albert Sr. and Brian Higgins had been prior to them coming to the waterfall?
Yes, I was informed that they were in New York, coming back from New York from a funeral of a New York police officer.
And both of them, as far as you knew, Brian Albert Sr. and Brian Higgins, they were in law enforcement, is that correct?
Yes.
Now, you mentioned that at some point around 11 or so, John O'Keefe and Karen Reed came into the waterfall, correct?
Yes.
And just to be clear, when you speak of Karen Reed, that's someone that you had met prior to this evening as well?
Yes, that's correct.
And clarity purposes for the record, do you see Ms. Reed in the courtroom today?
Yes, I do.
Could you just describe as to where she's seated or an article of clothing?
She's seated at the table with her attorneys. You want me to describe her clothing?
If you could.
Black, I don't know, sweater, I'm not sure, dress.
I just ask the record to reflect identification, and by the way.
Yes.
Now, with regard to Mr. O'Keefe first, how was it that you knew Mr. O'Keefe?
I've met John O'Keefe when he started to be the caretaker for his niece and nephew after their parents had passed.
And specifically, you're referring to Patrick and Kaylee Furbush, is that correct?
That is correct.
So their mother and father tragically passed away, and Mr. O'Keefe then became their guardian, correct?
That is correct.
And when you met Mr. O'Keefe, is that when you were living at the house on Sutcliffe?
Yes.
And where was that house in relation to where Mr. O'Keefe initially lived with his niece and nephew?
A couple hundred yards. Two different streets. It was a neighborhood with multiple streets. My house was on Sutcliffe. Drive down Sutcliffe, maybe pass 1, 2, 3, 4 houses. Took a right, and that was John. That was the street that the kids lived on, maybe 4 houses up on the right.
And with reference to, you mentioned that you had 4 daughters, is that correct?
Yes.
And were any of your daughters around the same age as John's niece, Kaylee?
Yes, my third daughter is the same age, same grade as Kaylee.
And about this time that John had moved in his house, close to the house you were living on Sutcliffe, about how old was your daughter and his niece, Kaylee?
Ooh, I believe it was kindergarten. How old would you be in kindergarten? Seven? I don't know.
I think kindergarten suffices. So fair to say they were very young, correct?
Yes.
And with reference to the kids, what, if any, beyond sort of being neighbors, what, if any, relationship did either you or your wife have with regard to Mr. O'Keefe and specifically the niece and nephew?
I'm sorry. The door was shaking, so I couldn't hear the end of it.
So around that time that Mr. O'Keefe moved in with his niece and nephew and took over guardianship of them?
Yes.
What, if any, relationship beyond being neighbors did yourself and or your wife have with respect to Mr. O'Keefe and the kids?
Oh, yeah, we had a good relationship, especially my wife. She was having the kids the same age, Kaylee, and my daughter. She was very involved with helping him out, whether it's rides to various events. Throughout those years, I'd also coached Kaylee myself a couple times in soccer. And my wife also coached her in basketball. So play dates, things of that nature. Me at various times would go out with John where he would meet up somewhere where we were. So a friendly relationship where, you know, John was, you know, in essence acting as a mother and a father. And so he'd do a lot of communicating through my wife in regards to needing help and things of that nature.
And in particular, his niece Kaylee and your daughter, who was around the same age, were they friends?
Yes, they were friends.
And about how close were they, particularly around that younger age?
They were very close in the young age. Kaylee would spend a lot of time at our house, spend a lot of time sleeping over. So they were very close.
And Kaylee in particular, was she, how close was she with your wife, Jennifer?
Kaylee was close with Jen. Kaylee was mature, well beyond the other girls in regards to just, she was bright and she was very articulate. So she could have conversations with the adults much better than the other kids. Having four girls, she was a bright kid.
Now, at some point, Mr. O'Keefe and the kids moved from that house, and you also moved from the house on Sutcliffe, correct?
That is correct.
And do you recall the order of that? Was it you that moved first or they that moved first?
I'm pretty sure I moved first. I moved first, yes.
And about how far away from the house on Sutcliffe was your new house?
It's right up the street, driving in a car, you know, 2 minutes. I don't know, mile and a half. I'm not sure the exact distance, but not far away.
And where did John and the kids move?
They moved a little further away from, they're probably a couple miles away, two and a half, 3 miles. I don't know the exact distance. Not far. That side of town, everything's fairly close.
And specifically, they moved to a house on Meadows Avenue, is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
And the nature of your relationship, you and your wife's relationship with John and the kids and your daughter and Kaylee, did that sort of continue throughout after each of you moved from the original neighborhood?
Yes.
Now, with respect to the defendant, Ms. Reed, when was it that you first met her?
COVID 2020. We met her summertime of, I think it was the COVID year. I think it was 2020 summer.
Can you recall the circumstances of that or how you came to meet her at that time?
Yes, I do.
And could you explain to the jury what were the circumstances? Where did you meet her?
John had reached out to my wife, Jen. It was on a Saturday. I don't know if they connected that Saturday or the Friday, but they connected. John asked if he could come by the house with the kids. We have a pool. So he wanted to come by with the kids swimming and wanted to introduce Karen to us, specifically wanted to introduce Karen to my wife, Jen.
You know why that was?
Yes, because they were dating, and he informed my wife that Karen had MS, and my wife has MS. So he thought it'd be good for the two of them to get to know each other, could have conversations with each other, obviously both suffering from MS.
How long has your wife suffered from MS?
I'm gonna say, I think she's been suffering for a while, but I'm gonna say her diagnosis, maybe 9 years. I don't remember the exact date. I'm gonna say about 9 years.
And so, Mr. O'Keefe, Ms. Reed, the defendant, and the two children came over to the house that day, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And about how often did you see Ms. Reed from that summer of 2020 until about the time of January 2022?
I would see her. There was a couple other times that that John and Karen came by the house with the kids, and also see her at sporting events, whether it was soccer, whether it was basketball. Would see her at events, whether it's practices, picking somebody up. I would see Karen around.
And as far as you knew, or what, if anything, let me ask you this. As far as your relationship with Mr. O'Keefe, is someone he was dating, or what was going on with someone he was dating's relationship, is that the kind of thing that the two of you would discuss?
You're asking John and I direct, if he would. No, John and I don't recall ever having any conversations about his relationships with me directly.
And that applies to the defendant, Ms. Reed, or applies to any other relationship you had while the two of you were friends, correct?
Correct.
Now, turning your attention back to the waterfall on the evening of the 28th, when Mr. O'Keefe and the defendant come in, where is it that they went in relation to the group at the high top when they first came in?
They came in and immediately made contact with us, walked right over to our table.
And when they came over to the table, what if anything happened when they came over to the table?
Shaking hands, hugging. How you guys doing? Good to see you. Typical meet and greet when you see somebody that you're friends with.
And if you recall, was there a particular sort of side of the table, or where were you situated in relation to the table, and who, if anyone, was situated around
you? Yes, if I was to be looking at the table, long table, I spent most of the time at the end of the table, kind of in the corner, on the right side. Nick Kolakisis was right next to me. There was a wall. It's kind of thin. The table ends, and there's a little space, and there's a wall right behind you. Nick was there. I was there. Jen, Karina were on this side most of the time. Brian and Brian were on the opposite side of the table, my recollection. I mean, there was obviously some movement around, but I spent most of the time, again, if the table's coming across, standing on the end. I did sit down for a little bit, if I recall, but definitely on the edge of the long table.
Is it fair to say that Kolakisis didn't really know anybody at the table besides yourself and your wife?
Fair to say. They obviously knew who John was. They have a daughter as well, the same age as Kaylee. I don't know if they hung out with them, but fair to say that obviously it was my family and was there, Jen's family. So yes, I'd say in general, correct. You get water.
Now, sir, if I could ask, as far as Mr. O'Keefe was concerned, do you recall anything about what he was wearing that night?
I recall it a baseball cap, and he tends to brim it over a little bit, and he had a shirt and jeans. I don't know exactly what he was wearing
You recall seeing him at any point in time with any kind of winter coat or heavy coat or anything like that?
Not that I recall. If he had one on, he had one on. I don't recall it.
And as far as his person, his features, what you could see, what, if any, injuries did you observe on him at that time?
I did not see any injuries.
And do you recall what John was drinking that night?
I believe he was drinking Bud Light beer.
Is that pretty typical for him?
Majority of times I saw John, yes, he was drinking Bud Light. I do recall when he came to my house for that first meet, he was drinking Bud Light Limes, which I thought was interesting, but it was at a pool. And maybe it was a summer drink for him, I'm not sure.
Fair enough.
I think I gave him a hard time.
Now, with reference to Miss Reed that night, what, if anything, did you observe her to be drinking or have with her?
She was drinking a clear liquid. I just assumed it was a vodka soda or vodka something.
And as far as the absent the crystal light, which I'll leave that alone for now, but absent the crystal light, was it similar to the drink that you were having that night?
Yes, could have been vodka water. Exactly, I don't know.
Now, do you know where the two of them, being Mr. O'Keefe and the defendant, do you know where they had come from prior to coming into the waterfall?
John had said they were at, came over from across the street from C.F. McCarthy's.
Now, let me ask you, as far as you were going to the waterfall, or your understanding was that it was your nephew, Brian Albert Jr.'s birthday, correct?
Yes.
And was he at the waterfall any time that you were there?
No.
And at some point, did you learn where he was?
Yes, I learned he was still home.
And was there any conversation, or do you know why he was still home?
My understanding is I thought we were waiting for him. He never showed up. My understanding was he chose to stay home. I had a couple friends over the house.
Now, from the time that you were in, the waterfall, how would you describe sort of the mood or the demeanor of sort of the group at large?
Everybody was just having a good time, hanging out, socializing, talking. As I said, there was a live band playing for a little bit, and just a normal evening.
And as far as the defendant and Mr. O'Keefe were concerned, from what you could see or your observations, was there any fighting or arguing or anything like that you observed between the two of them over the course of the evening at the waterfall?
No, I did not.
You mentioned that you had left the waterfall sometime after midnight. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And before we get to that, over the course of the evening at the waterfall, did you have occasion to have conversation with either Mr. O'Keefe or the defendant?
Yes, I did.
And would that be both?
Yes.
And starting with Mr. O'Keefe, what, if any, conversation, generally speaking, do you recall having with Mr. O'Keefe that evening?
I believe that night I think that night he was out because Kaylee, maybe they just got the acceptance from Kaylee. He was excited about her acceptance to, Bishop Feehan, a local high school.
And that was something that you were aware of that you had applied for to get into that school, correct?
Yes.
And with respect to Ms. Reed, what, if any, conversations do you recall in regard to her?
Normal conversation. She, hi, how are you doing? Good to see you. She made a reference to myself asking how Jen and I do it. And I said, she was talking about with the four girls. How do we do it? How do you raise the four girls? You guys look happy. And I actually joked to her. I said, well, we're at a bar. Considering, it's obviously any marriage will tell you, you have your ups and downs. But brief, conversational, nothing of any substance. Just good to see you.
Now, this time that you're talking about that you're leaving shortly after midnight, is that around the time that sort of the bar was winding down for the evening?
Yes.
And the band that had been playing before, were they still playing?
No, they had stopped earlier, before 12. I don't remember the exact time, but they definitely stopped earlier. There were some people there, but our table was definitely the last table to wrap it up. Well, some people left before me, but the band was packing up their packing up all their equipment.
And so in that vein, if you recall, can you tell the jury sort of the order of people from your group and when they left and things of that?
Yes. So Brian, Albert, Brian Higgins, and Nicole were packed up leaving before us. Then my wife, Karen, Karina, John and Chris, they started leaving before us. I think John was delayed, but they walked out, and Nick and I were the last two at the table. I recall us picking up some of the empty glasses and beer bottles, and because they said the bar was right behind us, so I recall picking up the glasses and some of the bottles and bring them to the bar. As well as a couple of the members of the band were sitting on the edge of the bar, and just some brief conversation with them. Good job, guys coming back, things of that nature. And then Nick and I walked out.
Now, over the course of the evening at the Waterfall, while you were there, what, if any, conversation was had amongst the group in regard to any plans or where to next or where people were going after the Waterfall?
Yes. As mentioned, we thought we were going to meet my nephew. He didn't come out. We found out he had a few friends at the house. When Brian and Nicole were leaving, they had mentioned that Brian was at the house with a couple friends, and we were welcome to come back and have a celebratory drink for his birthday. So he had extended an invite to the table. Like, hey, who's ever around, wants to come back, you're welcome.
So that was sort of extended to the entirety of the group, is that correct?
That is correct.
And so what was your understanding, at least as far as your plan, you and your wife, Jennifer, when you were leaving the Waterfall?
That we'd be stopping by Brian and Nicole's house.
And so prior to that discussion regarding stopping by your brother-in-law Brian Albert's house, what, if any, discussion was there in regard to your to his brother Christopher Albert? Let me ask you, what, if any, other discussion other than going to your brother-in-law Brian Albert's house was there at the table in regard to places to go after?
Yes. There was discussion about going to D&E Pizza. That's a pizza sub shop that Chris Albert owns in Canton Center, which is, 100 yards, whatever, across the street from the Waterfall.
And can you describe sort of what was the substance of that discussion and who was involved in that discussion?
The discussion is we've done that in the past, where we've wrapped up for the night. We've gone over there and turned the ovens on and have made some pizza. In this particular instance, Karen had asked if we could do that. She wanted to go to D&E. She wanted to make pizza. Chris and I were adamant that we were not going to D&E because we were on this diet and we were not going to go subject ourselves to late night pizza. So we said no. We're not going to D&E. We had conversations. Karen wanted to go, but we kept saying, no, we're not going to go.
When you say you kept saying, was that something that the defendant raised once or more than once?
More than once.
Now, when you leave, you and Mr. Kolokitis, and you walk out of the Waterfall, you go over to your car in the parking lot, is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
And again, by your car, I mean your wife Jennifer's car, is that right?
Yes.
And where was she in relation to the car when you get there?
She was already in the car.
So I Let me ask it a better way. As far as where was she seated within
the... Oh, sorry. She was in the driver's seat.
So you get in the front passenger side, is that right?
That's correct.
And when you get into the car, what, if any, communication did you become aware of between your wife and Mr. O'Keefe?
When I got into the vehicle, my wife received a text from John, and it said, where to? I think he was looking for the address. I told my wife, we were starting to drive out of the parking lot. I told her just call him instead of texting him back.
So rather than text while she's driving, you advise her just call him back?
Correct.
And did she call him?
She did.
And with respect to that Bluetooth that we were discussing earlier within the car, this call from your wife, Jennifer, to John O'Keefe, was that using the Bluetooth technology?
I'm assuming it was. I don't recall, but I knew he was on the phone asking what the address was.
Let me ask you this. Could you hear both sides of the conversation?
I could hear him, yes.
Okay. So you heard your wife talking and you heard John talking, correct?
Yes.
And as far as that communication with reference to where to or where to go or the address, can you describe to the jury sort of what that conversation consisted of?
Conversation was the address, 34 Fairview. And I actually was definitely mumbling stuff from my seat saying, come out, take a right, take a left on Sherman and 34 Fairview. And that was that initial call, was just giving him the address and telling him to Sherman's easiest way.
And so when you say that initial call, was there a subsequent call while you were still en route to 34 Fairview?
Yes, it was a call a few minutes later. Somehow, I don't know why, but somehow they didn't know where the house was. I recall, again, my assumption would be they'd come from Sherman, from Chapman Street. My wife referenced a friend of Kaylee's who lives off of Fairview. And we said, well, you know where this child lives? He said, yes. Okay. Drive past her street, and the house will come up on the left.
And the friend of Kaylee's, what was her name?
Her name is Bella.
So someone, do you recall whether it was you or your wife that made reference to Bella's house?
I think we both did. I think I said it, and then I think my wife repeated it.
And that was someone, the Bella child was someone who was friends with both your daughter and with Kaylee, is that correct?
Yes.
Around the same age?
Exact, same age, same grade.
Now, when you were talking on this second conversation, again, you could hear both sides of the conversation, is that right?
That's correct.
And as far as Mr. O'Keefe's side of the conversation, what, if anything, can you say as far as who was coming or who he was with at the time?
He didn't make any reference to... You're asking if he made reference of anybody else? Is that what you're asking?
What I'm asking is when he was saying as far as looking for the house, was he...
We're on our way. Okay, great, we're on our way.
And from, obviously, your interaction that you had with him and him saying we, who did you infer that we to be?
Karen.
And at any point in time during the conversation that you had where you were hearing both sides, did you hear Ms. Reed in the background at any point?
I do not recall hearing Ms. Reed, no.
More raw courtroom coverage of the trial of Karen Reed is coming up from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast. Press subscribe so you don't miss a minute.